Welcome back to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. My name is Jeff, your host here till 8 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. We are pre-recorded tonight, couldn't make it live down to the studio. Just a reminder, you can always check us out online, steelbeltedradio.com. For podcasts of past episodes, you can always check out tellthebandtogohome.com or find us on iTunes or on Google Play or lots of places. Just look us on up. Well, I'm sure many of you are catching the podcast tonight or slacking off because there is a festival going on this weekend, I hear. And some of you are at it. Me personally, I'm going to a bit of a different festival. It's the only festival that matters this weekend. Out in Ontario, it's the legendary Mariposa Festival. I've wanted to go to this thing for a long time, but never could because there was another festival on this weekend. But now that I have no interest in ever going back to that festival, I'm free to go to Mariposa, and I'm going to have a great time. It's a pretty solid lineup. The Mariposa Festival has been around for a long time. Lots of legendary stories about Mariposa and stuff, and really looking forward to it. This year's lineup is super good. Lots of people that we know and love. Catherine McClellan, Colin Linden, Dave Gunning, Eliza Gilkison, Mary Gaucher, Rita Coolidge is there. It's kind of cool. Haven't even thought of her since the World Next Door Festival, I don't think. Slow Leaves is there. That's kind of cool. The Milk Carton Kids, Vance Gilbert, bunch of others, including a few who I'll be seeing for the very first time. Really looking forward to that. We'll play some of those folks for you here in this particular set. We'll kick it off with a fine songwriter named Gretchen Peters, who I think is absolutely wonderful. Got some great songs, including this next song, which we're going to hear a cover of. Funny enough, we're going to hear the cover by Jimmy LaFave, who we just heard at the end of the last set. And as a matter of fact, as if that weren't enough Jimmy LaFave, I think we'll hear Jimmy singing along with Gretchen on our next number as well. But first, here's one that I knew from a Jimmy LaFave record from a long time ago. Such a great song. It's called On a Bus to St. Cloud, a song written by Gretchen Peters, who's playing the Mariposa Festival this weekend.
This ain't Cloud, Minnesota. I thought I saw you standing there. Snow falling all around you like a silent prayer. Once on the streets of New York City, jazz and the sin in the air. Once on a cold LA freeway, I was going nowhere. And it's sad, but it's true. Well, I thought it was really you. Just a face in the crowd on a bus to St. Cloud. church in downtown New Orleans. Wept in the arms of Jesus for the choice you made. We're just getting to the good part, baby. Sliding past the mystery. Oh, is it just like you? Yes, just like you. To disagree. And it's strange, but it's true. You just slip right out of my view. Like a face in the crowd on a bus to St. Cloud. And you chased me like a shadow, and you haunt me. And I love you some, and I hate you some. Baby, I miss you. I miss you the most. Buses St. Cloud, Minnesota. I thought I saw you standing there. Snow falling all around you, baby, like a silent prayer.
When you Water pipes are freezing, my key don't fit the door. When you coming home, baby? When you coming back to your girl? When you coming home, baby? When you coming back?
Lakeshore gas station strip, lone drivers and motels and coin laundries. Hanging out on Fridays at the end of Roy York Road, smoking players' lights and talking like we'd know anywhere other than Mimico. Tumba College in vague hope to find something new to like and then leave it behind. I left this smug north of Rome's latest decline. I left north of what might be wrong but alive. I left Padawawa in August 03 for Kabul with the 3rd Battalion to see anywhere other than Mimico. And I never thought I'd ever say I'd miss the gas station days in Mimico. City of dust, waving at orphans, waving at us. Then back to the barracks at Julian to dream. A smoky voiced woman who doesn't care to be anywhere other than Mimico. Thank you.
the simple dare to let your mind be still until you found yourself aware.
Turned up cool. You keep rocking. I'm right behind you. There's one note you can play. There's one word.
Each world is the same. if it weren't for bad luck. You know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad sign. Been down since I began to cry.
Oh, why not? Just for kicks, there's something from Rita Coolidge, her version of the classic Born Under a Bad Sign. Rita Coolidge at the Mariposa Folk Festival this weekend. Kind of excited about that. We also heard in there Jeffrey Foucault from his album Salt as Wolves from last year. We heard Slow Talker there. I've liked Foucault for a long time. Really looking forward to seeing him. We heard a band called Sussex before that. Sussex features our old pal Rob Lutz, who was on the program back in 2012. Sussex has a new album called Parade Day. We heard Truth and Lies. Before that, a great, great songwriter who I think he's so amazing. And that song right there was really part of my really getting into this guy. The song was called Mimico. I heard it for the first, well, not for the first time, but I really paid attention to it the first time. I remember I was driving Corin Raymond to the airport to pick up his girlfriend, and he started singing that song in the car, and just really made me understand and appreciate what an amazing song it is. From an album called Ours and the Shepherds, that's John Brooks. And before that, Gretchen Peters from her record from last year, Blackbirds. We heard When You Coming Home featuring Jimmy LaFave. And before that, we heard Jimmy LaFave doing a Gretchen Peters song called On a Bus to St. Cloud. That was also done by Trisha Yearwood, I guess. You can find that on Jimmy's Greatest Hits record as well as his Texoma record. And one more show that I'll tell you about a little bit closer to home for you. Coming up next week in Fargo, it's the return of Minneapolis band The Jayhawks. Now, The Jayhawks are alt-country pioneers. They're a huge part of that that whole Americana, No Depression scene from the 90s, and just a great, great legacy. They've once again split with founding partner Mark Olson, and it seems like things are pretty ugly, and we'll never see that combo again, so it's a good thing they played the Folk Fest a few years ago. The Lurus fronted version is the one that personally I always preferred myself, and we're going to hear some songs, and what do you know? They feature Lurus. My preferences are clear. I would think it'll be worth the trip down to Fargo on Tuesday to see the Jayhawks at the new Sanctuary Event Center, which looks like a cool place. Now, there was some talk that the Jayhawks were going to play here at the Park Theater this summer. That did not come to be, but I have it on good authority that next year is looking pretty good. So hopefully that'll happen. It's been way too long since the Jayhawks were here. Let's go back to their breakthrough record, Hollywood Town Hall. These are the legendary Jayhawks playing Tuesday in Fargo.
Waiting for you to fall. This is Mark Olson from the Jayhawks, Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Hi, this is Gary Loris from the Jayhawks, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Say. Won't someone come and take you home? Waiting for a breakthrough,
What will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina.
There's
another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Say.
Songs there from the mighty Jayhawks. You can catch the Jayhawks in Fargo on Tuesday at the new Sanctuary Events Center. This looks like a cool place. It's an old church renovated to be a concert space, and some great stuff coming up there. The Jayhawks. Also next week is Marty Stewart's going to be out there. Coming up a little in the next week after that, The Tallest Man on Earth. Man, oh man, would that be good. The Turnpike Troubadours are coming in August. Scott H. Byram is playing there in August. What else is coming up? Henry Rollins, all kinds of things. Check it out, sanctuaryevents.com. We heard something there from my personal favorite Jayhawks record, Rainy Day Music. We heard Save It for a Rainy Day. Before that, we heard something from the classic Tomorrow the Green Grass. We heard I'd Run Away. And from Hollywood Town Hall, we heard Waiting for the Sun. Great stuff there from the Jayhawks. Speaking of alt country pioneers and legendary harmonies and all kinds of stuff, I thought I'd go way back. Here's a guy, I didn't know he was coming to town in September. Kind of mad about it, actually. He's coming to town doing a show on a Sunday afternoon at the casino. It's so weird. Who does a show at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon at the casino? I guess a guy whose fans are all in bed by 9. I don't know. But it's the return of the legendary Ian Tyson coming back to town in September. And, well, I thought we'd play some Ian and Sylvia stuff here. Well, a cover or two. But I thought I'd kick it off with their legendary alt-country pioneering band, The Great Speckled Bird. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Eagles flying tomorrow, mosquito biting me today. I ride the bus to Toronto, a highway 2 all the way. I take a walk along Yonge Street, a good time's a bottle solo. Remember this, children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old. I aim to back to the hometown. The liquor store burned down. My old girlfriend arrived way on the east end of town. Oh, and she laughed when she passed me, and I knew I'd been told. She said, remember this, children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old. Get you some lean times, mama. I watch your fat friend. Driving home slow, so lay some truth on your young ones, give them something to hold. Because remember them children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old.
Slipping along with her eyes closed, dreaming sunshine, some bold. Remember those children, if the good Lord really live a long, long time to get home. The eagle's flying tomorrow, no mosquito fighting me today. I ride the bus to Toronto, a highway 2 all the way. Walk along Young Street, a good time's a bobby soul. Remember this, children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old. Oh, now remember this, children, if the good Lord's willing, live a long, long time to get old.
Hi, this is Tom Russell, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, it's two eggs up on the whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with the roadhouse coffee, burns up your insides. You're just a canyon caller at a diner, and a waitress I did love. I sat in the back beneath an old stuffed bear and a worn out Navajo rug. Now old Jack, the boss, he left at 6. Then it's Katie, bar the door. She'd pull down that Navajo rug and she'd spread it across the floor. Hey, I saw lightning cross the sacred mountain, saw the woven turtle doves. But I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you? Katie, shades of red and blue.
Well, I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground. And all I say with this old bare tooth, Katie, she's left town. Ah, but Katie, she got her souvenir too. Jack spat a tobacco plug. Well, you should have seen her coming through the smoke, dragging that Navajo rug.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you?
Every time I cross the sacred mountains and lightning breaks above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. But everything keeps on moving, everybody's on the go. Hey, you don't find things that last anymore like an old Navajo.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, aye, Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you? Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug?
Keep rolling on till we get months or more. Since I've seen her, she might be gambled and gone like summer wages. In all the beer parlors, all down along Main Street, the dreams of the season are spilled out.
And I never in a million years thought thought that you'd make that shot. And I picture you tonight with your sights still on something so far off. Wherever you are, I hope you're being careful about the things you think you want. And you're lost out in the big smoke without a fire in your mind. There are no straight paths, no easy way.
Last year, father and son produced 12,000 bushels. Under the Crow, they paid 13 cents a bushel to ship it to Vancouver, $1,560. Within 4 years, they'll likely be paying twice as much, and within a decade, maybe five times as much.
If the price of grain would increase, I suppose one wouldn't feel it quite so badly, but on the horizon, we don't see an increase.
Supposing they save them to Tom's down the road, they'll haul grain cheaper than they do here. That closes our elevator.
And it's filling up with grain dust. And it could be any year that the bank finally gets the best of us. But our cows are fed, the bins are full, and we're hoping to see you before the snow. And you're lost out in the big smoke without a fire of your own. And there are no straight. No easy way. Lost out in the big smoke without a fire of yours. There are no straight paths. No easy way.
There's our buddy Dale Barber from his album Prairieography, inspired by Ian Tyson, that title and that album. We heard Big Smoke off there. What a great, great song that is. Holy cow. Got to see Dale do that one with Ariel Posen at a little noon hour show on Provence last week. And it was mighty fine indeed. Before that, we heard Jill Barber and Matthew Barber from their new Family album. We heard their version of Ole Ian's Summer Wages there. Before that, a song written by Ian and Tom Russell, Navajo Rug, from that album, Cowboyography. That's a classic. And Ian and Sylvia Tyson, along with Amos Garrett and a bunch of other great players, in The Great Speckled Bird from their lone self-titled record. We heard Long, Long Time to Get Old. We got to go. Thanks for being here, everybody. I'll be back on Sunday, pre-recorded once again for Tell the Band to Go Home. Check that out, 2 to 4 p.m. here on UMFM. Next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio will return. Please tune back in for that. Check us out at steelbeltedradio.com and stay tuned for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, and all kinds of great stuff. Thanks, everybody.